Pasuk Aleph, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. This pasuk was already explained in the introduction. Pasuk Beis, Aroi Mimcha Hashem Ki Dilisani Veloi Simachta Oyevai Li. Hashem, I will glorify and praise your name because you have uplifted me and you did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me. Rashi explains that David's enemies said that he would not have a chelik in Olam Haba, but when they saw that it was only through his merit that the doors of the Oren opened, they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven him for his sin. Chazal tell us that it was only after his son Shlomo said, Ba'avur David Avdecha, Al Toshev Pnei Meshichecha, that the doors were miraculously opened. And the Al-Shich writes that the main inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ikur Chinuch HaBayis, was accomplished through David HaMelech. Posuk Gimel. Adonai Elohoi, Shivati Elecha Vatirpo Eini. Hashem, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. The Ibn Ezra explains, Shivati Elecha Levadecha Veloi Leroyfe. I cried out only to you, and did not seek healing from a doctor. Pasuk Dalid, Adonai He'elisa min she'oil nafshi, chiyisani miyoredi voir. Hashem, you raised up my soul from the pit of Gehinoim. You kept me alive so that I should not go down to the pit. Pasuk He, Zameru ladonai chasidov v'hoidu l'zecher kodshoi. Sing praise to Hashem, his righteous and devoted people, and give thanks to his holy name. Posuk Vav. Kirega ba'apoi, chayim birtzoinoi, bo'erev yolin bechi v'laboiker rino. Hashem's anger lasts only for a moment, but a lifetime in his favor. The Shalah explains that this means that even during that moment of anger, Hashem's intent is that the punishment will make the sinner worthy of eternal life. In the evening, one goes to sleep weeping, but in the morning there is joy. Hashem makes man cry in Olam Hazeh, so that he may rejoice in Olam Haba. Pasuk Zayim, Va'ani Amarti Vishalvi Bal Emoit Le'olam. David is saying, but I said, while I was enjoying prosperity, that I will never stumble or fall. Pasuk Ches, Adonai Birtzoinecho He'emadto Lahariri Oiz, Histartofonecho Hoyisi Nivhol. Hashem, it was your desire to make my mountain stand strong. The Radak writes that the word Hariri refers to the intellect of a person. David is saying that you, Hashem, strengthen my intellect, Hariri, which is my greatness, to be strong to fight my Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara that tried to deceive me into performing a sin. If you were to conceal your face, I would tremble and be terrified. Pasuk Tes, Elecha Adonai Ekro ve'el Adonai Eschanon. To you, Hashem, I called and cried, and to you, Hashem, I would appeal. Pasuk Yud, Ma betza bedomi biridti el shochas hayoidecho ofor hayagid amitecho? What gain or profit is there in my death? Bidami means my blood, meaning my death. What gain is there when I go down to the pit? Will the dust give thanks to you? Will it tell your truth? Can dust tell people your truth? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shema Adonai Vichoneni Adonai Heye Oizer Li. Listen, hear, Hashem, and favor me. Hashem, be my helper, be my savior, be my redeemer. Pasuk Yud Beis, Hofachta Misbidi Lemachoil Li, Pitachta Saki Vata Azereni Simcha. You turned for me my mourning, my lament, into dancing. The Radak explains that David was lamenting over his sins, but Hashem made him happy by sending Nason Hanavi to tell him that Hashem had forgiven him. You untied, you opened the knot of my sackcloth, and you girded me with gladness. It is written in Divrei Hayomim that during David's reign, there was a magefa, a plague, where David girded himself in sackcloth as a sign, as a symbol of teshuvah and contrition. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lema'an yizamercha chavoid v'loy yidoim adonai elohai la'olam oideka. The Radak explains that the word kavod in this pasuk means nefesh, neshama, the soul. David is saying, my soul will sing to you forever. Bavur ze shesolachto li v'yodati ki kavodi yishoer acharai. Because of this, that you had forgiven me, I know that my nefesh will remain after me. And my soul will sing to you forever and will not be stilled or be silent.